This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Hump Day. Hump Day.
We're a morning zoo. It's a hump day for you.
You are so silly today.
It's
probably from the aromas of the compost.
Yeah. We haven't even got the stack going yet. Come on, Nikki. Just wait until then. This Look at the Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast. Get the radio.com app. That's free. And you can get a new episode of the Johnny Mosley Pod every Wednesday. Yesterday's was epic. Hooman was our guest. He hung the whole time and we had a good time. It was a very fun show. And I think you'll enjoy it. Johnny Mosley, the Bay Area's, America's hero. He's an Olympian. If you've never heard of him, check him out.
Except he got scolded by somebody yesterday.
He did. Right? He got called. Some guy went running by him and went, "Elitist!" And he's like, "What'd I do?" He's clearly very upset by it. Mm-hmm. Poor guy. Anyway, the Johnny Mosley Podcast. That's a thing that happens on Wednesdays. Is it up yet?
It's processing.
Oh.
It takes a second.
Pretty soon.
Recognize all the audio and stuff like that. Science.
Hecmology.
We had a death yesterday. Vinny, you'll know this guy. He's one of those guys that's been in everything. His name's George Segal. And he was probably best known to people our age, maybe from the sitcom Just Shoot Me. He died of complications from bypass surgery. He's 87 years old.
Oh, so he was the dad on Just Shoot Me?
I did not watch Just Shoot Me, so I'm not positive.
He was
the boss of
everybody, it seemed.
Oh,
but his daughter, I think, worked there, and his daughter...
I think so, yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds right.
I don't know. The
daughter's
name.
That's David Spade's show, right? Just Shoot Me?
Mm-hmm.
More recently, he played Pops Solomon on The Goldbergs.
Oh, look at this.
What?
It looks like he was from Santa Rosa.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, no, wait. Born in Great Neck, New York, died March 23rd.
Yesterday.
2021 in Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, my God. He went to Santa Rosa, of all places. Well.
He took his millions and parked it in Santa Rosa, everybody.
Santa Rosa's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Parts of it, anyway. So, George Segal, he was under the knife, I guess, after a bypass surgery, he passed away. The Goldbergs. His film and TV career, though, goes all the way back to the 60s. Great run in the 70s.
Yeah, he's got a face you would recognize.
Absolutely, no yes. He's one of those people that's just been in everything. He was nominated for a supporting actor Oscar for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf in 1966. I'm guessing he didn't win it because they don't say that here. 66. That's the year my mother was born.
What?
Wait, 66 is when your mother was born?
Yeah.
I guess our math is off today.
The year I was born.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. I'm so young. My mother was born in 66. Thank
you. I didn't get it, but I do now. Thanks.
Here's a scene with him and David Spade.
Okay, people, we got a lot of work today. Deadline's been moved up, so here's what I need from each of you by the end of the day. Maya, Dennis.
Okay, you got it, Jack.
Any questions?
Yeah, why can't you kiss hookers?
That's all.
David Spade. You rascal.
Does anyone know the answer to that? Is it because they save their kisses for their actual boyfriend?
Well, that's if you watch Pretty Woman, she will say, yes, that's they save that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the one thing that they say.
I always figured.
Even though they've used it to kiss other places.
Right.
Those lips are just for you.
People draw weird lines, Sarah. Don't question it.
Well. I guess everybody's got to have a line somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. Some people, it's hard to find. Mm. Ken Jeong, who is in, he's actually right now, he's one of the Masked Singer guys, right? Is he a judge on that show?
He's a judge, right.
But he's the guy from The Hangover, and he also had like a sitcom, I thought, for a little while.
Yeah, I think he was a doctor and it was based on his life, I think.
Yeah. Because isn't he a doctor like in real life? But
yeah.
Then he went into acting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's an Asian guy and he's clearly very upset by the uptick, the massive uptick in hate crimes against Asians in the last year. He's donated $50,000 to the families of, to some of the families affected by the Atlanta shooting. Looks like he gave $10,000 to five different GoFundMe campaigns. These were the shootings in the three Atlanta area spas last week. His parents migrated to the U.S. from South Korea, and he shared a video calling for an end to anti-Asian racism. He talked about it Monday night on Seth Meyers, Late Night with Seth Meyers. And, it, you know, this it's a huge concern, and we've talked a little bit about it on the show. But I just, you know, that it's terrible. And it, good on Ken Jeong for coming up with 50 grand to give to the families.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. Supermodel Kaia Gerber. Are we calling her a supermodel
nope.
now? She's the daughter of a supermodel.
Right.
For sure, Cindy Crawford is like one of the original supermodels. I really think that just being a model doesn't make you a supermodel. Like a super, although in a way, some of the requirements are people got to know your name. You got to be known for more than just your modeling. So in a way, she is kind of a, I guess, by today's
or
very
loose
standards.
Or she's the daughter
standards.
Of a supermodel.
Yeah. Well, she does a lot of modeling.
I understand.
So, you know, and we know her name.
And you know what? Frankly, these arguments have gotten so tiresome because everyone will make an argument that why would you keep supermodel from her? You know what? What do I care? Yeah, Kaia Gerber, supermodel. She's
right.
The best model of all time, actually.
She's not. This actually is funny because the picture in this particular story, she looks really tired. I'm like, you know, where's the fresh 22-year-old face? But I'm very judgy like that. I don't know how old she is, actually. Got to be in her 20s. She is going to be on American Horror
She's 19.
Story. Oh. Well, she looks 20. Really tired for 19. Does she always have those big bags under her eyes? It's really weird.
Oh, jeez.
Listen.
She does not know.
Look at the
maybe she's getting ready for the roles here.
Kraken fools. Jeez.
Yeah. I'm just surprised because she is so young and she looks really They say there's a lot of drugs in that business, you know?
Well, yeah.
Look at the picture on the rap.com.
All right. I'm on People.
Yeah.
Peepo.
Peepo.com. I just saw the picture and went, ooh, wow. Maybe it's the lighting. Maybe it's just harsh lighting. Do you see
Oh,
that?
I see. Yeah.
Didn't she look kind of haggard? Like she had a hard night?
Well, I feel like that's the way her makeup is done because that's her on the runway, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. Was she doing a... Was she... One of the girls tied to Pete Davidson. There it is. Tied to Pete Davidson. Zoom in.
Yep. That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
Maybe he does that to people, you know?
Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I think it's what Bryn's saying, because I'm seeing other pictures of her, and she doesn't look like that. So it could just be the makeup for that.
And maybe the lighting, too, on this, right? It's pretty. Looks like it's pretty harsh. Her cheekbones look pretty harsh.
Well, they always do, like, intense makeup for that theme of the show.
What do you think about those eyebrows?
They're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a heavy brow.
Yeah. This one seems just particularly heavy toward the outside.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like kind of the opposite of what I would
shaped
look for.
Yeah.
It is shaped for
it's but, funny how those things get how many women I know who will say, I've ruined my eyebrows and they'll never be the same again. It's a really weird thing that they can't come back after a period of time of tweaking them.
Yeah.
I have seen they have these like eyebrow pens now yeah. that have like four or five little drawing things, like it'll draw lines. Have you ever used that?
Well, I know there's like eyebrow pens, but my mom...
It's like a pen, but it has four or five nibs on the end of it, like you would dip it in the eyebrow ink, and then you'd comb it. You'd comb it in there. It actually leaves like pen lines on you. You're getting them four at a time.
I know about the eyebrow pen where you like you pick your color and it already has the ink, so to say,
pick
on it.
Color. Yeah, I'm sure this actually.
Because when my mom was going through chemo, my friend came over and taught her how to
draw her eyebrows.
Yeah, because I don't know how to do that.
Yeah,
you don't know. Did
her eyebrows ever come back?
Yeah, they did. In full
like
swing.
Fully,
yeah, in full swing, and they're dark. Like
oh,
mine.
Good for her!
Nice.
So her hair's all back and stuff, and
yeah.
They say the first couple inches of the. Go ahead.
Is it tweezing that makes them never come back?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, you like destroy the follicle.
That's yeah.
Can't tweeze them all. Come on.
Yeah, that's what they always told me is never like don't tweeze. So for the longest time, I didn't tweeze. I would just get it waxed, and then as I got older, and I looked to see where to clean them up, I just started tweezing.
Yeah,
but
tweezing is the way.
Overplucking is what it's called. Don't
overpluck. Christina don't did that, and she was trying to grow them back, and they're like growing back on her eyelids, but not where they're supposed to be. It's really awful. It's so weird.
My friends tell me that all the time, that they overdid it, and it's usually in high school. That's what everyone tells me. In high school, they overdo it, and I didn't, thank God.
Yeah.
That's what. Here's the warning, everyone.
Don't overpluck.
Don't overpluck. It's true. Pluck them where you want them to be or let somebody wax them into a shape. Keep that shape clean. And then my sister used to have big, thick, beautiful eyebrows. Tina. And she got them waxed. And she got them waxed tight. Like they're just a little line. And she doesn't do anything to them ever anymore because they're just barely there. Just these little tiny.
Waxing
tragic.
Did it?
Yeah. I don't know how long she was doing it for, but all of a sudden she was like, I can't grow them back. They're not coming back. Mm. They like just ruined them.
After years of it, they're just kind of there now, and I don't have to clean them up as much. So that's good on my part.
Anyway, back to the story.
Kaya, right.
We really do tend to go off to the side. Supermodel Kaya Crawford. Kaya.
For the
Gerber.
Record, I don't have anything to say about her, but her eyebrows, I could talk about those. But I don't know her. I don't know anything about this girl.
Well, you may get to know her because it looks like she's branching out into acting. She is going to be on American Horror Story season 10. The creator Ryan Murphy revealed that on Instagram on Tuesday. As you are probably aware, if you've watched any of these seasons. It's a different story, but much of the same cast returns season after season. Like Kathy Bates is a big person that's on there. Sarah Paulson, Evan Peters. There's a few people that are on season after season. And so she is going to, I think Macaulay Culkin is on. Yes, Macaulay Culkin is a franchise newcomer. So that should be interesting. I saw some picture of him in makeup and he did look he's kind of creepy looking anyway, but he looked. They want you to be creepy on American Horror Story. So I don't know what role she'll do. He's not giving any info about who she'll play or how big the job is. Like, is she a main character or what? But they're saying this will be her first major acting job. A successful modeling career that's included walking in shows for brands like Marc Jacobs, Burberry, Prada, and Chanel. And, of course, daughter of actual
supermodel.
And
no one has ever shouted nepotism at her at all.
No. Well, she is pretty.
I actually think it's fine. I was just saying this yesterday. The coolest thing you could do for your kid is hand them a career in Hollywood.
Hand them any
badly.
Kind of career that they actually like. You
right.
know?
But, you know, to not have to have work any hard jobs, not that acting's not, doesn't come with its own challenges, but that's pretty sweet.
It's easier
pretty
than,
sweet.
You know, being in like customer service or something.
Right.
Speaking of people that Pete Davidson has ruined. He's dating Daphne from Bridgerton. That's the rumor.
I don't know that guy.
Daphne is the, well, her name, she actually has a real name. It's Phoebe Dynevor.
I don't even know her real name.
It's Phoebe Dynevor. Oh,
okay. When I see pictures of her, I'm like, oh, that's Daphne.
Daphne. So Daphne's the main character. She's one of the kids in the family. There she is.
There's she's cute.
She's a very, very pretty girl. And so she's the woman who wins the heart of the Duke, as Lady Whistledown would say.
The diamond of the season.
There, she's the diamond of the season. Incomparable. It looks like Pete Davidson's tapping that. Jesus.
Way to work it, kid.
Who won't
hear
her
ruin? Good for him.
Oh, God. She seems so dainty. And he seems like a troll. Go back! Be gone! Back under your bridge! Pete Davidson troll person! I'm just assuming that she's English because
I'm happy for him. She
Are
is,
you?
It looks like.
She
yeah,
is.
I looked her up. She's an English actress.
Yeah. Phoebe. Is that how you say it, you think? Dynevor? Dynevor?
Anyway. Yeah, that seems right.
It looks like they may or may not be dating. She's been hanging in New York. Let's see if he went over to England. Yes, he is hanging out in Greater Manchester.
Oh, good for him. All he has to do is drop his bag somewhere and it happens. That's great. Celebrity is wonderful.
Yeah. Isn't the rumor that he's got giant chonch?
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you, Nicole. Thanks for the backup, Nicole.
Yeah, but I think, didn't Ariana leak that?
Yeah, she's the one who leaked it.
But she's a really small person. Doesn't it seem like maybe it just seems...
By comparison?
Just by comparison.
I don't know.
I've always been convinced that's what they do in porn, too. They just get the tiniest females to stand next to, the man zone.
But that doesn't explain why he's pulling all these models and...
Yeah, because he's not charming. He seems like a tool, but
something's
going
on there.
SNL,
maybe
there's, man.
Maybe he just lets off pheromones that you just can't resist him. Pete Davidson and Bridgerton star Phoebe Dynevor. Maybe they're doing it. I don't know. And then just quickly for the people who love HGTV and the DIY channel, there's a chick on there named Nicole Curtis. And she's that rehab addict. Have you ever seen that?
No.
She's pretty blonde chick. She works like around the Detroit area. She'll buy like some crappy house and she fixes it up. She's done a few that are just really nice. Oh, there she is, Nicole Curtis.
Do you mean Chip and Coco?
I don't know. Oh. She's like Chip and Coco.
I love
you mean Candace
adjacent.
Olsen?
No. Candace hasn't been around for a while. I haven't seen Candace in a while. Anyway, she bought a house for $17,000.
What?
Because it was, crappy. She's already put $60,000 of her own money into it. And the Detroit Land Bank Authority just came up to her and said, we own this house. You paid somebody, person unknown, $17,000 for this house.
Oh, she got ripped off?
Yeah. And they said, if you want this house, looks pretty nice now. It's gonna cost you $40,000.
Yikes.
Oh, well. Okay.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's the house?
Isn't that nice? So I guess it was derelict. There it is at $17,000.
Wow.
Or what the land bank says is $40,000 worth.
It's
but
garbage.
she's put a ton of work and money into it so far, and she's trying to, bring it back to life. So they're, the mayor's like, whoa, that's a bummer. they're trying to work it out. And she, of course, feels like, I have put money into this. I'm already well into it. When we sell it, you'll get your $40,000. But who knows what this will end up with.
Yeah,
there it is. She's been pulling permits and everyone just assumed it was her house. And then the land bank comes forward and goes, no, not your house. Anywho, there you go. Nicole Curtis got scammed. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I've got a story that benefits only Nicole on this show. I'm sure other people out there in our audience will love it, but this one's for Nicole.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.